read our teachings from Lord Chaitanya, we'll get so many ideas and pictures of Lord Chaitanya. Analysis of the social structure of human society. People do not know it, how to make the social structure. There must be a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, simply one class, Shudra class, liberal class. Do not make perfect.
Everybody trying to be equal. It just doesn't work.
No. How you can make equal? You require head and tail. You cannot make head and tail equal. Simply head will not do, simply tail will not do. You require head and tail both. Then it will be beautiful. So it is actually Krishna consciousness movement is a solution of all problems. Thinking thoughtful men should come forward, study it and try to introduce it into the human society. Otherwise, this piling of bricks and stones How long is for?
Nearly 1 hour, about 50 minutes.
So practically, there was no question that abstract boy only made some question that has no help.
Yeah.
And the reply was appropriate.
He said he was hearing blasphemies and that, so he got what he deserved.
Blasphemy?
He said yes. He said he thought he was blaspheming God.
Blaspheming what?
You know, according to the Christian point of view, he said, I wonder what sort of Christian he was. No Christian.
No, this is a
whole point. Christian by
name
and demon by food. Yes. There's two sects in our religion. They're fascinating. I mean, one is called the Pillar of Fire Society. And nobody's ever been able to find out what they mean. And the other is the Plymouth Brethren. And there's the inner circle of the Plymouth Brethren. You have to be born into this. This seems to be so stupid. But they're so tight, so tight-grained on their thinking that man could have come from that kind of thing.
It didn't seem actually intelligent.
Every district has got a town in London.
Yeah, very small.
suburb or borough of London, they have a town. Actually, we could go from one town hall to the next.
Where are you going, Tom?
Holborn Town Hall. Mm. There's St. Hank's Town Hall, Camden Town Hall.
Oh, is that there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But quite recently, most of you have about, for instance, say Kensington.
Mm.
Kensington and Chelsea became one.
Mm.
So that you now have four town halls, I think, in effect, within Kensington.
Mm.
The same as Paddington. We've got Allaby, Paddington, Westminster. All part of the Westminster City Council. This is the last building.
This is Camden Town.
This is Camden Town, right on the border. There's Holborn. And we're kind of listening to
I had to take on the job to see the garden. On top of the roof. A beautiful garden on the roof.
Across the road from
here, across the road from the town. The waterfalls, the stream, bridge over, ducks, rolls.
On the roof?
On the roof. Honestly, I refused to believe it. I had to take him up there to see if he approved of it, the use of it.
And is that so?
John John, sorry.
And then it's for sale.
Huh?
Yes, it's for the rest of the
cost. Oh, I know as well.
£3 million.
No, no, it's a $5 million cost of cost. Maybe. What do you think the idea of the central hall will tell you?
Well, my ambition is we must have the best house.
That's the best one going in terms of the plan.
But it is up to the members of the London Temple to secure the money.
Then when it's £10 million.
Why 10 million, 20 million? No, but we have to watch for it. I mean, too much ambition is not good. But must be a very nice company. Try this one, but we have no power. But it is now necessary that we must change to a better place. But it's too much crowded.
Sometimes I think the only person who can get the stand downstairs is on people's heads. It's packed to capacity.
Yes. Therefore, we require a million. Yes. Come in.
One thing, I heard this place in Hammersmith will also be occupied at some time.
Well, no. I think will depend on purchase. In these, I don't think they themselves
are going to say. Did you sell some books?
Yes.
What about Gita?
Many people are looking at the Bhagavad Gita this evening, but many men. I like the pictures.
There is no such Bhagavad Gita in English language, or in English.
I'm already arranging with the colleagues with Milan
that when Bhagavad Gita comes to England, there will be a big publicity drive for the book reception.
Yeah. Are they going to print it here or print it in the US and bring it over?
Bring it over in the book.
How many copies?
There are many, many. Actually, colleagues in England, they will distribute them to the bookshops. And that will be very good for us.
Yes, yeah, so give them a little push.
We have got our basic principle of Vedic knowledge. So there is no comparison with our religion, with any other. They ask mentors that how long they study.
You look very beautiful this evening.
I look?
Yes.
Beautiful sake.
Yeah. A very nice bottle.
Yes.
We should have our Bhagavad Sutra in a nice hall with the fingers down here. And they haul 20 pounds for one night, plus 4 pounds for the sound equipment. They provided everything. Well, their advertising was done mainly on the street, Oxford Street. They didn't approach the Hindu communities directly. Mm-hmm. They handed out leaflets, but mostly to English pedestrians on Oxford Street.
The next engagement will be mainly for Indians next week.
That a man is dead, his soul has gone up. Now, after a few hours, millions of germs are coming out. They were not visible. The body was not dead. Now, where they were? They were within God's head. Similarly, in everything there is within it.
Yeah. But
they will be visible in due course of time.
But what he was telling you was that the table itself has a jiva soul, but the table is a person.
That's what I was asking when I said, does the table have a jiva soul? I was trying to ask the question.
That's kind of funny. They screw me up.
But that's jiva soul.
It means the table is a person. It's a person.
A particular jiva soul was in that book. That it is also proof that every jiva soul is individual, although they are living combined. Everything is individual.
That's all right then.
But that one jiva soul was prominent. He was visible. Others were in dormant consciousness. This proves that every individual soul is separate from God. But still they can remain together. Just like the sunshine, that are small shining particles combined together. Molecules. So, everything is a combined spirit particle.
Everything that we see around us, everything.
Everything. Sarvam idam khalu idam brahma. Everything is brahma. But when that power, that is called material.
Each jiva is...
That is sunshine, it's not power, it's called cloud. But this light, whatever light you are seeing, there is also sunshine. That is not different from the sunshine. Around the cloud, that is bright. So, matter means when it is covered by something, it is matter. That covering is unconsciousness. That covering is also created from the sunshine. By the same energy.
Yes.
And that by the same energy it is dissipated. So the conclusion is a living being, when it is covered by ignorance, and that material.
But this, the body itself,
yeah,
is sort of a manifestation of ignorance.
Yes. When the ignorance is gone, then you have got spiritual
growth. And then I know that I am not this body.
Huh?
Then I know that I am not this body. The question is...
But I am not ignorant.
That there is some distinction between the nature of the soul and the nature of the body.
That distinction is inconceivable. You cannot make clear distinction. Therefore it is called achinta.
The distinction between the soul and the body?
Yes. Everything. Which is simply matter and spirit.
Yes.
That distinction is inconceivable by you. You cannot make a clear distinction. Therefore it is called achinta, vedaretta. Inconceivable, one and different, simultaneous.
When you said that once before that the cells, all the cells in our body, each one is a small living entity with a small body, each one of those living entities covers itself with ignorance.
Yes.
It takes a small body made out of matter.
That body means ignorance. Sarira avidya jal. This body is nothing but a network of ignorance.
So then, myself, I organize all these smaller cells. I organize them into my big body.
Whatever you say, you claim you are called that. That is material. It's hard to understand. Covered by something. The same income. There is some time in there. It is covered. That covering also creation of the sunshine. So therefore, the covering has no separate existence. Originally, the sunshine is everything. Is it clear?
So how do I create the matter? That's my body. How do I create it?
You are creating. You are creating, actually.
By eating and...
Whatever you say, by your energy, you are creating. This body is my creation. That's why I am the soul, I am here, within this body. So, I cut my hair, it is even growth. I do not know. I am creating. I am creating. My nail is growing. Ankle is growing. I am creating. They do not know. But there is ignorance.
Sometimes people ask
these questions are not to be discussed in public.
Yeah, I know.
These are very hard to understand.
Yeah.
But public should be, this is matter, this is discussion.
That's right. One of the devotees asked me one time, why it is that when the body is dead, that the fingernail continues to grow?
That is nonsense. Never grew.
Huh? They just play like that. They observe
it. It decomposes.
But they say the hair continues to come out sometimes from the dead body.
Sometimes.
I think you said once you answered that sometimes the fan turns
yes.
After the
tail. Yeah, it's a mechanism. Bodily mechanism is still fine, like that. Some material mechanism is still functioning, like a machine.
It has stopped. But maybe just like the fan is stopped, but it stays moving. Like
so there are many different manifestations of energies. There is the oneness, but they are all Krishna's energies. But there is also diversity.
And therefore we say Achinta Bhedava. You cannot clearly distinct. Where it is one and different at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I have another.
It is spirit and not spirit. Mm-hmm. You have to take it like that.
Somehow or other we create our own ignorance.
Even everything is like that. Everything is spirit. But at the same time, not spirit. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mastani Sarvabhuta, and everything is in me, but I am not there. How is that everything is in Krishna? But why Krishna is not there? He says that.
Yeah, he says because you can't see him.
Yeah. Therefore, matter means when our consciousness is covered to understand Krishna, that is why.
Just I want to clear this up. Just like this table, it's full of millions of living entities, but there's not one...
At all. Millions, yeah. At all.
Yeah.
But Krishna says, I am within the metal. So how can say Krishna is nothing?
Okay. Now you were also telling me that Krishna is in the atom, as a jiva expansion.
Yeah.
Not as plenary expansion.
Huh?
Not as a plenary expansion, but a part of the plenary expansion.
A plenary expansion, that is also. Jiva is also plenary expansion.
Plenary?
Yes. Not plenary. Yes, that is also expansion. It is called Vivinnansa. Sansa of Vivinnansa. Vishnu, Tattva, is Sansa and Vivinnansa. Both of them are part and parcel.
That's it.
Yes.
Plenary means full portion.
Yes.
So the Sansa is plenary.
Yes.
And Vivinata is part of her.
Yes.
So the presence of Krishna in the atom is a Vivinata.
No, both of them there.
Both of them?
Yes.
In the atom.
Yes. Krishna
is there. Whenever the Krishna is there, everything must be there.
In Vana Sarita,
it says that the Krishna is a big bonus. This is the bread, not a bonus. Yeah. And as soon as the king is there, you must know the king usually does not start service with anything. How you can say the king is out on this?
You said all the hard Krishna's not
alone. Krishna's never out of it. It's all permanent. All Vaikuntha permanent. That is our system.
But this body of a table, it's not an individual personality, is it? It's not one jiva soul in charge of this table.
The table itself is not a person, but within there are many persons.
Yes.
Many entity germs like that are in.
And God is us.
And Krishna is
Krishna.
Yeah.
Everything is
there. Yeah.
But actually it is Krishna. That we cannot see. Idam hi viṣṇam, idam hi viṣṇam, bhagavān viveka. This whole cosmic manifestation is Krishna. But it appears, it is different from Krishna. Idam hi viṣṇam, bhagavān viveka. This is Asita Veda. So unless we accept the thesis of philosophy, expounded by God, Sri Krishna, inconceivable, one and different. Inconceivable. For us it is inconceivable. You cannot have any clear distinction. Therefore, take it as inconceivable. Achinta. But from theoretical or by logical conclusion, everything is one. Krishna. Another example is that the finger is myself, but I am not finger. This is for you. The hair, I'm the hair. But I am not hair, as you see. This is it. This is called Achinta Veda, inconstant.
So at the same level, one is there is a distinction then between these.
That distinction you cannot make clear.
I know, but still, not clear, but clearly there is some distinction. Where the distinction?
Distinction, there is distinction, there is no distinction.
Yeah, but simultaneously.
Simultaneously, yeah. Now, which one will you touch? Which one will you touch it? That was inconscious.
You can't accept one or the other, you have to accept them both. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Everything is related in Krishna. But there's also, amongst the related things, there are related things because there's also diversity amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Now, there's been preaching in the movement that there is no diversity between the jiva souls who are living
in the world
and in Brahma Jyoti. They're saying
Brahma Jyoti is combination of jiva soul. And Brahma Jyoti is emanation from Krishna.
There is
Brahma Jyoti is coming from Krishna.
Yes.
That is the path. He is coming constantly, incessantly from the past.
Yes.
But if he is not past.
So the
you cannot say he is past.
That's right. So the constitutional nature, the entities that naturally form Brahma Jyoti, is the same as the constitutional nature of the jivatmas that are forming the living entities.
Yeah. It's comparison is called spiritual spark. We are spark. So long it does not develop a body. That body is also the same. So it remains as spiritual spark. But because it is spirit, it cannot remain in that impersonal state.
Mm.
He wants to enjoy.
Yeah.
So long he is parda, he develops a body, which is called that.
Somewhere else he develops a spiritual body?
Yes, no. He breeds spiritual identity, already. But as you are developing material body, similarly you can develop spiritual body.
You can very clearly explain to me what's in the letter, that if the spirit soul then goes into the Brahma Jyoti, he's considered still form.
Yes.
Still form. I think the whole Brahma Jyoti is composed of fallen souls. You see my question? If I go there, I'm a Jiva soul, and I go to the Brahma Jyoti, I'm still fallen.
Yeah.
That means all of Jiva souls there are also fallen souls. That follows?
That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bivinna. Separated forms. Separated parts, vibhinna. You can call it fallen.
But we usually think of fall as being forgetful.
Yes, forgetful. You are in the Brahma Jati, you are forgetful. Still.
But
because that, because that, it is stated in the Shastra, Anadita Anadita, they do not know how to adore the lotus feet of Krishna. That is all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that they become separated.
Yes.
So when
and as Srila Prabhupada this went, in the spiritual world, everything is composed of Chintamani. Everything is composed of atoms.
Yes.
So to cause someone to develop the spiritual form in the spiritual sky, that form, that Chintamani, they are living entities also? Are they conscious entities? Or is that an expansion of the Jiva soul own potency? It's like if someone develops the form of a boy, cowherd boy, with Krishna, is that an expansion of this potency, of that living spiritual soul potency?
That is potency.
Huh?
That is magic.
I like in this world, so many living entities are forming of one spiritual form.
In one sense it is right. Right. That are spiritual molecules. Here also spiritual molecules. But here it is called material because there is no sense of Krishna.
Again,
we are covered by ignorance. Now the coward boy with Krishna, he is also giving the after expansion.
Yeah. Correct? Yes.
But he's remembered.
Huh?
He is remembered. Therefore he
may not remember.
But he's with Krishna. He loves Krishna. Therefore
it's like when coward boy claims he really does not know Krishna is God. They did not catch him.
Yes. But they love Krishna.
The love is there.
So that's, people not say they
are. When the love is there, that is Krishna.
Yes. And then they are not born. That is not born.
Yes.
They're not separated anymore.
So that's who you should understand. Not that remembering or not remembering. Even in the spiritual world, they do not know that Krishna is God.
The thing that was bothering me when I thought of this, that the Brahma Jyoti is in Jiva, that they're all fallen souls. And I thought, so
fallen anywhere when Krishna is forgotten, that is fine.
Yes. But what I thought was then it's just like in a room, there's so many particles of light. Already inconceivable. And then the whole Brahma Jyoti is all fallen souls. And they become so inconceivable, it was made
not so fallen. Is that in the matter?
Separated. Separated.
But not in their constitutional position.
They're not as fallen as those who are in this matrix.
That's right. But still, if they go there, they have sometimes come back here again.
Yes. They're not pure.
Mm.
They're not pure. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Avishuddha buddhaya. Avishuddha. Avishuddha means not purified.
Are they not fallen because they're doing so service?
Right, it is clearly stated.
By lighting it up?
Avishuddha buddha. Avishuddha buddhi means intelligence. Avishuddha means unclean. Contaminant. Still
contaminant. So they realize
they think that they have become liberated, but pastor says no, it is not yet liberated. Avishuddha buddha. Still there is something.
It was just making my head spin to think of so many fallen souls. There they also, to some extent, they also fall. Here are so many fallen souls. And you think
Ananda.
Most souls...
You cannot say I have any Ananda. The Anantayakal. Ananda means unlimited number. There's no question of counting.
Yes.
That was our secret. In concept. Chant Hare Krishna.
Sure.
Don't try to understand Krishna. Simply try to love it. That is very important. You cannot understand Krishna. Nobody can understand. Krishna himself cannot understand. Therefore our only business have to love Krishna. Have to serve Krishna.
Sure.
Yes. That is one. You cannot understand Krishna. Nobody can. Krishna himself cannot understand.
Yes. But the more we understand, the more we can convince
others. No. You understand this, that you cannot understand.
Well, we understand.
This understanding is better.
No, but what I said is the
but I cannot understand. This understanding.
Then you have to give up and just simply love Krishna.
This is real understanding. That Krishna cannot be understood. Simply let me love as far as possible, as I can. Whatever is my capacity. And that is what.
But still we deal with this philosophy for...
Yes, on the whole, as Krishna says, we can understand. That's all. You cannot understand Krishna fully. It is that much.
But it is like this book. This is for convincing people.
Huh?
This book is for convincing them to understand.
But you see, we understand better than them.
Yes.
Krishna is not understandable, does not mean that we are also as full as they are.
Yes.
Rather, Krishna feels so big that he is understandable even by us. And what you have of this is rapture. What you can understand. We cannot understand. This should be the point. That we are constantly serving Krishna, we cannot understand. And what rapture you can understand. The attitude should be taken like that.
We just accept whatever Krishna says.
That's
it. That's a fact, and that's all. And we serve Krishna. In the material sense, people try to understand the thing without by inspecting it.
No, without knowing his capacity.
Yeah.
He has no capacity, still he wants. And when he scoffs that you have no capacity, no, I'm trying.
Yeah.
You won't say that I have no capacity.
Well, I will understand.
I will understand.
In the future, someday I'll.
Absolutely.
So we always try to understand as far as possible. And then when we
understand, as far as we know from Sadhu Guru Sadhu.
Yeah.
That's all. That is our answer.
Yes.
No. I'm going to try to explain
now. Yes. I can't visualize
the ritual and say,
this completely changes
everything. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva, the Thakur says, whatever I heard from my Guru, that is my right. Yes. Let me execute that.
That was the rabbit. That was the worthy. That's what we're going to see. And that, and now I can clear up the confusion. Thank you very much.
I have one more question, Prabhupada.
On the light.
There are, in our world here, there are material scientists, and they understand things in a particular way. They understand, for instance,
the way is completely different.
I know. But I mean, there must be, suppose on heavenly planets, there must also be a class of men who understand things.
Anyway, within this material world, there are all conditions. Mm-hmm. They are understanding is income. Even Brahma. Even Brahma. Brahma has admitted in his prayer that people, other rascals may say that he has understood you. But for my part, I say I never understood. He has said that. Have you read this person?
Yes.
So even Brahma cannot understand what he is. He says, the other rascals may say, huh? Why is that wrong? In the first part, I know.
No, it's in the process of creation, isn't it?
No. Krishna Bhoom.
Hi, Krishna Bhoom.
Why is that? This is the second part. I say all of that.
Second part? Yeah. There's nine suits, yeah?
No. Volume 2, yes.
Yes.
That is Volume 2. But, well, it is not in Volume 2.
But it's Volume 1. When Brahma 2 left, he called it
Volume 1. Yes.
Oh. It was, when I went to Paris, they had gotten all confused. Some were thinking that Brahma, Lord Brahma, was not a true devotee. Because
in my sense, not. In that version.
But by his behavior, sometimes.
Not his behavior. Because he is in the material world. He wants to lord it over. But the pure devotee has no self-desire.
But is he filled with the pure desire? At the same time, he appeared as top behind us in this world. So, Brahma,
you feel the Tathagata Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
But Brahma, that's not saying Brahma cannot be pure.
But you become a true devotee.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how do you see Krishna and reveal Brahma from Krishna?
Someone,
that's what I said.
Huh?
Someone is bringing him on.
Also, he's the head of our disciples' succession. That's why I said, no, he's a true devotee. How can he be the head of our disciples' succession? He's not a true devotee.
Bhavananda's
letter.
Right.
Speak when
Bhavananda. Oh, what next? Why is that long? Wait a
second.
Right? Open that Brahma prayer.
That's in North Calcutta, huh? Chitpur Road, Mahatma Gandhi Road.
Chitpur, Mahatma Gandhi Road crossing.
Yeah, that's in North Calcutta.
Oh.
Here we go.
Big.
this 5 days program.
On the earth.
The sun is the sun of the sun of the sun. I show my
Namaste. Plan also given.
Oh, yeah, actually. Oh, they're going to be given. They're going to be given. Oh, it's long. It's a long route. They're going to go from Mahatma Gandhi Road down Shippur Road to Park Street, from Park Street all the way to the temple.
They're starting at the temple.
Starting at the temple? Street, Park Street. Oh, they're going to the Sarangi Road.
They better be doing something.
Yeah, really. That'll stand out all the
countries. It doesn't. And this picture somewhere, probably.
In right here?
No, no. People will see.
Oh, that's
it. In Calcutta.
Oh, okay.
No, you can paste in a board.
On a board?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Anywhere you can take it. But in Calcutta it's not so.
And
you
boys
will
love to see.
How did
you do that, sir? His piece, enclosed piece by Andrasya Poster. It would appear that it is going to be very successful, and we are expecting a large crowd at the Radhakul Vinda Temple. The program will run from Wednesday to 12, Sunday to 16. Each evening we will have a special.
I'm searching for your cat, and yet there is so much difference between your body and mind that I cannot estimate the potency of your body. As I have already stated in the Bell of Summons, your body is not material. He says, even though you're standing before me, I cannot.
Huh?
He says, even though you are present before me, just like a child, I cannot understand. So people, they think they understand it, only God is somewhere near. And they say, I promise to do that.
No, this is the thing. Even Brahma cannot understand what he can understand. So, without bothering ourselves, Jnanaprayasam. To Jnanaprayasam means endeavor to understand. Nama, give up this practice. Jnanaprayasam, Rupasa, Namanta Eva. Just become submissive. Submission means that we cannot understand Krishna. Simply just have. Yes. And develop your dormant love. That is perfect.
Why Krishna also says to Arjuna, he says, what need is there of all this stuff? In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also, he says to Arjuna, what need is there of all this knowledge? Just know that with one spark of my splendor, I have pervaded everything.
Yes, sir. How he is doing that is very difficult to know. Jnanaprayasam madapasa navanta jiva sanam kritam bhavadiya vartha jivanti.
They've got a telephone in Mayapur now.
They have
a telephone in Mayapur.
Oh.
Swarup Gunj 31.
That's nice. That is what?
Yeah.
So many American brands are there. If they do not do like that, then what is the use? As you see, they are heading there.
Oh, that has a little on the side, Mayapur Center.
Oh, this is the same, Kankata. Mahaprasana, Siddha Mahaprabhishthi Nariyasthi. Pawn Sarum Ran Fatima. Construct big, big temples and keep it alive by kirtan, by book distribution, by distribution prasadam. And now we have got big temple, let us eat prasadam and sleep. Then temple will also sleep. Yes. Now, we should also keep it in mind that unless there are 4 or 5 devotees experience, we should not center it, open a center. But alone, he becomes polluted. Without any association, he thinks otherwise and becomes polluted. That which has happened to Krishna. When he was alone, he could not manage. There was death and he became depressed.
For example, Prabhupada, in Germany I have my friends who said Munchen and Munich and...
So at least must be 2-3 men, otherwise don't talk.
Yeah, there are 2-3 men, but I visited them regularly.
That's all right. You've got to really keep them alive.
Yes, yes.
Simply because you have opened a center, the business is finished. No.
Yeah.
You must keep them alive. Alive means this morning class must go on, evening class must go on. There must be regular program for prasad distribution from a busy. That is alive.
And then it's also study the books.
Yes. Otherwise, so many Indian temples are churches. They think the church is there. Everything is finished. No. Why people are losing interest in church? There is no preaching. Neither do they know what is preaching. They simply think that this building will attract people. So they are not on sale.
Look how proud it was like that. We were everywhere from we attract people deity worship, but we hold them with the lectures.
Yeah.
And they more powerful.
So how you are allowed to enter? Last time you had this gift.
No, last year it was alright also.
Oh.
Before that.
Right. So, what news?
Nice place in Heidelberg.
Okay, your health is all right?
My health, oh.
Thank you. You are the pioneer of European activities. From Montreal, you are first. Yes. And from San Francisco, Gosundar was pushed to Hawaii. The Sivananda Prabhu was also pushed from Montreal. So Krishna is very much pleased. And Sudama was pushed to Japan.
Yeah.
Now anyway, that pushing has not become unsuccessful.